Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. The winter meetings have begun in Orlando, and joining us now, fresh off of who knows what kind of Disney World rides Sam has already participated in today in Orlando, Sam Levitt joining us, looking dapper out there at the winter meetings. Sam, what's going on? How's the trip been so far?
Oh, it's been good. Got in late last night, went pretty much right to bed, got in around 10:30, so no socializing down here in the lobby for me last night, but up bright and early this morning, and away we go. Very, very busy, as you can tell, for the YouTube viewers behind us in the lobby here. We've got the MLB Network set right behind me, and lots of activity, lots of people mulling around the hotel here in Orlando.
Yeah, you got to be able to stay up late and hang out at the hotel bar, Sam. That's where a lot of trades get put on napkins. You got to be on the lookout, see if you find anything.
Yeah, that's what they say. A lot of rumblings do go on there, and it's a good time. Look, I've said this before. It's interesting because I feel like the event where the baseball world gets together is not during the actual season, right? It's actually these winter meetings. The All-Star game is sort of that. The World Series has, I think, elements of that as well. But if there's one place throughout the baseball calendar where everybody is in one spot, from baseball operations to media to GMs to job seekers to analytics types, you name it, it's here at the winter meeting. So it's a very unique few days where it becomes the real epicenter of the baseball universe, and always a good time. We'll see if there's a lot of activity. Seems like every year's a little bit different. Every year's a little bit different with this when it comes from the Padres standpoint as well. So we shall see what transpires here in the next 48 to 72 hours.
Let's talk about the Padres offseason plans. Joel Sherman was just on that stage behind you on MLB Network talking about the Padres offseason plans. We had the article this morning from Dennis Lynn and Ken Rosenthal and Rick Grohle that all contributed to it, talking about potentially looking at all options of trading away maybe Nick Pivetta, maybe Jake Cronenworth, maybe a Fernando Tatis Jr. There are more ideas than anything else. But what is the latest you have heard on the Padres in terms of their offseason plans?
Yeah, I think let me start on the Fernando part of it. You know, I find it kind of fascinating being here and some of the conversations I've had this morning. And I want to be very clear. I don't think the Padres are trading Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't think any of you want the Padres to trade Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't think there are any Padres fans that want this team to trade Fernando Tatis Jr. And I do not believe that is happening right now. And I hope it, I personally hope it, it doesn't happen moving forward. However, it is, it's just sort of amazing, like, the conversations you have from a national standpoint here where, and I don't know if it's a symptom of we're just in this, like, climate sports culture thing where it's like, oh, well, you know, you've got a bit of a financial crunch or you've got a lot of long-term obligations. This just means you're going to have to trade away one of these guys, you know, to restock the farm. And, hey, you know, is... I don't know. I don't feel like anybody in San Diego views it that way, especially with a team that's still very, very, in my opinion, ready to win right now. But I will say it is just sort of just an observation. Amazing when you just talk with some more national type people or people from other parts of the country. And I feel like there's just this thought of, oh, well, you know, they're just going to have to do it, you know, at some point. And it's like, do they? Do they? I don't know. It's a really good player. It's a team that's not really good, great player, and a team that I think is still plenty capable of winning right here, right now. So that's just quickly an observation on kind of the conversations I've had this morning, because I just feel like there's a disconnect between San Diego and what I think reality is and what people seem to think, you know, things going to happen. Just an observation there. But as far as, you know, what was written about Pivetta today, I do think an overarching theme heading into these meetings and here today, and it's really not much different than what it's been the last handful of years, although I think this is a unique situation because I think the need is very clear, and that's starting pitching, is that they're going to have to figure this out one way or another, and it's always going to be a question with AJ Preller, how creative is that solution? Look, trading Nick Pivetta, I guess there's sense in it in one aspect. You'd also be removing your best starting pitcher and a guy who carried you last year in order to, I suppose, get more quantity or aim to get more quantity and freeing up payroll and whatever you get back. I guess I could be sold on that. But if you're trying to strengthen your rotation, well, you're creating another hole by trading a guy like Nick Pivetta away. So, you know, whether it's Pivetta, whether it's freeing up money by moving Jake Cronenworth, whether it's neither of those things, whether that's dipping into, you know, the Ethan Salas's of the world as far as your minor league system and using that trade chip now, you know, whatever else you have to trade from the minor league system, I do kind of stand here and wonder, okay, what is going to be the plan to acquire pitching? Because to me, that's the key right now for this team, is acquiring starting pitching. And it's not just quality, but I think it's going to have to be quantity as well. Or, you know, or is Cronenworth staying put? Is Pivetta staying put? And this just becomes a function of AJ trying to find the next Pivetta, trying to find the next Michael Wacha, trying to find the next Seth Lugo, the next Michael King even. Guys that, you know, you can... that you can mold into starting pitchers and good ones at that. And I know very lengthy answer here, but the other part of this, which I think we'll probably have more information on in the next few hours when Craig Stammen is scheduled to speak here. I'll do a one-on-one with Craig a little bit later. AJ Preller will speak at 1 p.m. Pacific time. I think the other thing that we're going to find out is, what are the plans for Mason Miller? What are the plans for an Adrian Morahone? What are the plans for David Morgan? And I think that could reveal a little bit of the strategy as well as far as the starting pitching. But to me, it's all about the starting pitching right now and how they're going to piece this thing together and how creative and how wild, I suppose, AJ could get in trying to do that.
I think it's interesting that you brought up, and there's a lot of stuff to unpack from those answers, but I look at...
I'm sorry, very long. I was long-winded.
But I agree with you on the sense that...
I'm all fired up here in the lobby.
As you should be, being out there. I mean, that's going to be Frank and I on Friday, on Thursday and Friday in Baltimore for the Army-Navy game. But here's the conversation I find interesting is the sense of, and you brought it up, I just feel like everybody outside of Southern California just goes, well, this is how baseball's always been for the Padres. So it has to be like this all the time with the, there's no way that they can spend this kind of money. There's no way they get, sure. I don't know, how many years of the Padres spending money is it going to take for people to realize that they can physically spend money and they don't have to trade away all of their best assets? That's number one. The yeah. other thing that was pointed out, and here's it's kind of to go with your thought process on everything. Let's talk about the Minnesota Twins for a second. And I don't know if you saw this article or not, but Ken Rosenthal wrote an article about it, why the Twins should not trade away Joe Ryan or Pablo Lopez or Byron Buxton because they want to win in 2026. I don't understand the logic on some of these articles that get put out with teams that are selling, teams that should sell and teams that shouldn't sell based on, you know, I just previous dynamics of what the team was back in like 1985, Sam. It just, yeah. The Twins traded away everybody on their team last year, but they're in a position to win, apparently.
Yeah, again, I just, and I want to make sure I put this the right way. It just stands out to me when you show up here and you're having a lot of conversations with people that aren't in San Diego, mm-hmm. And are looking at this, I guess, from a bit of a different standpoint and perspective. And I feel like, to your point, Braden, there just seems to be like this kind of shrug of the shoulders, like, well, you know, what else are they going to do? They've got to find a way to, you know, to free up money and ultimately, lower their payroll. Again, it's interesting to me that for a team that I think if they do things right on the rotation side, it's going to be right back in the mix in 2026. Why there's this jump to that. And I, you know, you don't expect it. I don't expect it as far as the Padres moving to Tatis. And look, for whatever it's worth, Joel Sherman did get up on the set behind me earlier and really shut that down, which is great. Cause I think the Padres are the best version of the Padres with a healthy and fully productive Fernando Tatis Jr. So maybe we can put that to bed here at the winter meetings in the off season. I hope so from, you know, a personal standpoint.
I know there's a lot of different interviews and press conferences, scrums, all that stuff. What's the schedule today like for the San Diego Padres in particular?
Yeah. Today, Craig Stammen will speak generally with the media. What time is that? It's going to be 1:20, I believe, Pacific time. So we should have video and audio for you on here on the station and on social media. AJ will talk at 4 p.m. Here. So what is that? 1 p.m. Wait, am I getting my...
3-hour difference.
On. What did I say? 3:20? Sorry, 12:20. Not that anybody needs to know. 12:20, Craig Stammen, 1 p.m. Pacific time for AJ Preller. And look, I think with Craig, and I'll likely do a one-on-one with Craig afterwards, there's a list of things that I want to ask Craig about. We haven't heard from Craig Stammen on the hiring of his bench coach, Randy Knorr, on Steven Souza Jr., the hitting coach. So I want to understand, what the thought process was there with hiring those two guys and Craig's relationship to them and what they can bring. So there's a bunch of things I think there are to cover with Craig, obviously, as a first-year manager and first-year with the Padres. And then, you know, with A.J. Preller, you know, The media availabilities here at the winter meetings, I don't think you're going to get anything groundbreaking per se. We know how AJ operates. He keeps things very close to the vest, which is fine, which is AJ's right. However, I will say one key thing that I think there's a pretty good chance we're going to learn today when AJ speaks is get more information on Mason Miller, Adrian Morjon, David Morgan, and what the plans are for those guys. Because I would imagine by Monday, December 8th, I would imagine they have a plan as far as what those guys are going to do heading into spring training. And we'll have an idea if any of those guys are going to be asked to stretch out heading into spring training and be starters. So I do think that's something we could learn today, and I think something we could get an answer on, and we'll go from there. Like I said, every year is different with this thing. I mean, we've had meetings where they've signed Xander Bogaerts. We've had meetings where they've traded Juan Soto. Last year was very, very quiet. You know, and there was really no activity on the Padres standpoint. Another thing here that you always, people can shrug their shoulders at it, but You know, Rule 5 draft is here. We'll remind people the Padres selected Stephen Kolek, who not only ended up being a pretty important part of their rotation last year for a while, but was a big part of the package that netted them Freddie Fermin, who's going to be their starting catcher in all likelihood this year. So that's something to pay attention to. And, you know, we roll along and see what transpires here.
We're talking with Sam Levitt, host of the pre- and post-game show here on 97 Through the Fan for the San Diego Padres, live at the winter meetings in Orlando. From a non-Padres side, this is probably an eerie winter meetings in a sense of what might be coming at the end of the 2026 season. What are the rumblings about CBA? I mean, there's a lot of agents there right now, a lot of powers to be right there. What's the rumblings about what next year might look like and what maybe sides are digging their heels in for a next labor negotiation?
Well, I think what's going to be interesting about this offseason in general and these winter meetings as well, you know, how do teams treat, you know, I don't even mean like the Schwarbers of the world, the Tuckers of the world, the Framber Valdez of the world. Like, the big time guys are probably going to get big time years and big time money, right? Teams are probably not going to worry about, you know, signing those guys for long term money. That probably is what it is. But I do wonder about the next tier. If teams are hesitant to hand out, you know, a 2-3 year deal, knowing that, I mean, again, I don't want this to happen, but we all understand what the conversations and rumblings have been. Understanding that, you know, hey, maybe you wouldn't play in 2027. Maybe you don't play a full season in 2027 if things, you know, go south as far as negotiations. So how teams handle some of these free agents and the money they're looking to dole out, also just in general, the money they're looking to dole out with, you know, a potential lockout, you know, missing game situation, maybe looming in 27. Again, I don't hope it happens. None of us do. I'm sure no fans do as well, but I do think there's a reality of, you know, this has been something that people have feared for a while. So how teams treat the money part of it and what they're willing to invest moving forward, you know, beyond the tippy top of the market, I do think is a pretty interesting question and could tell you a little bit about how they feel about the labor situation. But, you know, my general thoughts on the labor situation are you hope that, you know, this is something they work on and figure out, because, you know, lockout, no lockout, the bottom line is when spring training starts, you want those guys to be at their complexes and opening day to happen on time, because it's not good for anybody in the business and the industry when you talk about missing games. Obviously, there's going to be cases to be made on both sides, ownership, player-wise, about what needs to happen and what's good for the health and growth of the game. But just from a business standpoint, an industry standpoint, I think it'd be safe to say most of us are probably rooting against any kind of stoppage whatsoever. That would not be good.
They would not be good. What is going to be good is talking to Sam a couple of days in a row. I've live for the winter meetings. He gets us a lot of updates throughout. He'll be on all of our shows throughout the week, doing a good job reporting. And be sure to be tuned to social media at Sammy Lev, as well as the 97 Through the Fan pages for all of the content that is coming up next. Expect Craig Stammen and AJ Preller stuff in the next hour or so. You know, coming up on social media pages, we will try to play that on the show as well. Sam, great job as always. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thanks again for the time.
All right, guys. I don't know what I'm going to do for lunch. The food options here very.
Oh no!
It's always a problem at the winter meetings. It got very limited.
How far
limited
are you
options.
Away from civilization of being able
know.
To venture
I
off campus here?
I don't know where I am. I haven't left the hotel since I got here.
Give a phone call to the mouse. See if he can hook you up with some food out there. You know what? You should go do the Epcot tour. Go buy a ticket for Epcot. Walk around. Try all the food. Your little social media stuff. Try to compare the food spots at Epcot to Major League Baseball teams. Come on, we're creating content and feeding Sam.
I gotta go talk to Craig Stammen and AJ Preller. I got my hands full. So, all right, guys. I'll see you.
All right, see you, Sam. That's awesome. Not a lot of good food options out there, apparently, Frank. That's a shame. Come on, man. Feed Sam. Hashtag feed Sam.
Oh, it is a shame, unfortunately. And I mean, after there's who's to say that you can't splurge a little bit after Preller and Stammen.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, have some fun, man.
You know what? You got Preller and Stammen.
Get the job done, and then once AJ Preller is finished telling you everything you need to know, then go have some fun.
You know what? I think people need to tweet at Sam food options in Orlando. Hashtag feed Sammy. Feed Sammy. Hashtag starving Sam. Okay, he's not that hungry. Come on. He's not that hungry. Let's go. Hashtag feed Sam. Get Frank a tree. Like a Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah.
Where is this in Orlando? It's like some hotel or something.
I have no idea.
They're at the Hilton or Marriott Bonnet, JW Marriott Bonnet Creek Resort. There's got to be good food places over there. Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, they have a live stream going on right now on MLB.com. There's two people speaking at the winter meetings. You want to take a guess who's speaking right now?
Is it Scott Boras?
Hey, Birdland.
Ah! Wow!
Albernaz is on live right now on MLB.com.
Well, we're in Baltimore. We gotta do something outside Camden Yards. Hey, Birdland. Get excited. Every time I see something Orioles this week, I'm literally going to say, hey, Birdland. I hope you're ready for that.
I could tell it's not going to get old.
No, it's going to be great. Hey, Birdland.
It's not going to make me want to jump off a bridge, I'm sure.
Speaking of Birdland, Orioles making moves, but not on a couple of middle infielders that you would think. We're going to talk about what the moves are for Baltimore, everything else that's circling around Major League Baseball at the winter meetings. We'll keep you updated on anything that's Padres related. We should be getting sound from Craig Stammen and AJ Preller later on in the noon hour. We're going to get to all of that when we continue on the Brayton Soprenet Show, Settings Number Sports Station 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Through the fan. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Just so many just... I can't believe they get away with some of this stuff sometimes.
Yeah, I don't...
We got Nick in the chat just noticed the baseball on the like.
See, there
you
go.
Give us a like, dude. I'm telling you. All these people in the chat, there's 100 of you. Hit the like button. Do it all at the same time. Something fun happens every time. And I'm not BSing you.
I mean,
you hit the like. I've re-hit the like button like 14 times. It doesn't get you more likes, but I just do it for the little animation.
You know.
It's sweet.
You know that we ask you guys to like the stream. We never pin it. We never pin a message saying, hey guys, like the stream. Something cool happens. We did that for a reason.
We did it today.
It's cool.
Do it. Do it. The like button's great. We got 31 likes now. 31 people have seen the baseball.
There you go.
Get thrown. Or maybe it's a home run. You don't know. That's awesome. Give a stream a like for a surprise. You put it on there?
Yeah,
31 that's the, people have jumped in on that. That's great.
That's the that's our pinned tweet for the day.
I love it. That's great. I didn't know that was a thing on YouTube chat. That's awesome. All right, let's talk more about the winter meet. We got through half of the some of the rumors with some of the whatever it's called, the lesser names, if you will. We got through the Red Sox. Here's something very interesting. Something very interesting about this report. Luisa Rise, in this article about lesser names drawing interest, it sounded like the Rangers were interested in Luisa Rise, mm-hmm. except for the fact that he is, quote, likely too expensive for Texas despite the fit. New Rangers manager Skip Schumacher loves Rise and sees him as a fit, but Texas is cutting payroll. They need a catcher, they need bullpen help, they need starting pitching. Arise could fit in as a DH versus lefties, a first base versus righties, and a platoon with Jake Berger, occasional second base. Even at a discount, Arise may exceed Texas's budget. I think this lays into an account of, one, is Arise going to cost too much money for teams to sign? Or two, is he just not going to have a big market, Frank? I can't imagine it. We talked about this a lot during the season. I can't imagine him having a big market. And the fact that like a team like Texas, who Skip Schumacher is their new manager, who had a rise in Miami, wants him on the team, but Texas says he's too expensive. I don't see a rise having that great of a market this year.
He's one of those guys I think is going to sign late when the prices go down because you're trying to get on a team. I think that's where you're going to see a rise, and I've said it many times. I'll say it one more time. His play style is of a bygone era, and if he's not doing what his play style is meant for, he doesn't bring a lot of value. Sure, he'll run into a fastball every now and again. He'll hit a home run. Sure, he might. He's not a net negative defensive player, but he's not going to blow you away either. Unless he's hitting 300 or better, Luis Arraez does not have the value that many people think he has. So I believe he's going to be one of those guys who we're going to see at the beginning of February or at the back end of January still looking for a roster because his price is too expensive for what he is.
And some people I saw, like the Arise lovers, was like, does that mean like Tony Gwynn is not worth? Tony Gwynn could play defense, dude. Like, he had a lot of stuff going for him that wasn't
steal
just
bases.
Right. He was hitting over 300 almost every single year. It's like, it's not a comparison. Just because Arise is a contact hitter doesn't mean, like, I know they had the comparisons before and it would look like it early in his career, but he's not even close to Tony Gwynn. Not even close.
No.
It's a different thing. Tony was a great outfielder. He was a Hall of Fame player. Luis Arraez is not.
Luis Arraez can hit really, really well. Other than that, what is he?
Correct. I mean, he's like a replacement level player. He's not somebody that's going to command like what he probably thinks he deserves or is at the time where he could try to cash in. And I don't find Luis Arraez to be a bat that a lot of teams are going to go after. Let's talk about Birdland.
Hey, Birdland.
There it is. Orioles are making moves, but not on Bichette and Bregman. Baltimore is finishing a $21 million state-of-the-art player development facility in Sarasota, which is cool. I do know one of their player development people now, which is great. They remain in on Kyle Tucker and other top hitters. Another frontline starter to pair with Trevor Rogers and Kyle Bradish is another thing they want to do, but Bichette and Bregman aren't targets. Infield already set except for first base. Let's talk about the Baltimore Orioles. Do we believe this, or do we have to wait for them to actually pull the trigger to do it? They've pulled the trigger on a couple moves already, but I just don't see them signing a guy like Kyle Tucker.
I don't see that either, and we're seeing now that he is... the Baltimore's looking at Pete Alonso. They've already set up, they've had a meeting with Pete Alonso to fill that first base vacancy. I see them pulling the trigger on a big name. I have a feeling it's going to be a starting pitcher. I don't see it being a Kyle Tucker or a Pete Alonso. I see it being a starting pitcher, and that'll probably be the last of their big moves from what I guess.
That would be my guess too. Here's the A's now. A's are funny to me. It says A's are increasing their payroll, but not just for stars. A's are slowly gearing up for Las Vegas in 2028. They need a second baseman, but aren't in on Bichette or Ketel Marte. More realistic targets, Brandon Lau, Jeff McNeil, and they're not interested in dumping Luis Severino's $42 million contract for free. What do we think the A's plan is? That could be a case study.
Do they have a plan?
They want to be in. They want to be competitive in 2028. I don't know why you would try to go get Brandon Lau or Jeff McNeil.
Yeah.
That's not adding payroll. That's not adding payroll that's going to help you in 2028.
Unless you're just using them as the stopgap until Leo DeVries is up, and then that way you have Wilson and DeVries as your middle infield. That could be a way you look at it. Forgetting those guys make you at least somewhat competitive in the American League West, because remember, you have to be, if you're Oklahoma, you have to be somewhat competitive. Otherwise, you're not going to get people to buy season tickets in Vegas. So you have to play around a little bit, and this is one of the ways that they could do that, is by bringing in a name, somebody who is known around baseball as a player. Jeff McNeil has a batting title, if I remember correctly. Bring him in, and then once Leodalis DeVries is ready to go, then you do whatever you want with McNeil. Plus, McNeil can play the outfield. He can do a little bit of different things. Lau is another interesting decision that they could make. They have to be competitive, otherwise they're hurting themselves going into Vegas. So this is one of the ways I see them doing it.
I can see that too. I think they're your early on guys like McNeil and Brandon Lau.
Right, but again, you can use those guys for season ticket sales.
Yeah, but you want to sell out Vegas. You don't want to sell out, like, the Oklahoma
right,
thing's different.
Right.
I know, but what I'm saying is they're not those in 3 years, those guys are not selling season tickets.
Right, but you have to be competitive in order to get people in Vegas to buy season
tickets.
That's
what you do in 2027 and 2028. The stadium ain't going to be ready in 2028. Have they even started that thing yet? Did they finally break ground on that thing?
I honestly don't know.
That's like 2027 moves.
Not my week to watch.
Because they're like a 1 year deal guys. If you want to go get a younger player, like Ketel Marte makes more sense to me, even though they said they're out on Ketel Marte. Ketel Marte makes more sense to me if you're the A's, because he's under control for those 2 years that you're going to be playing, not in Las Vegas, and then the first couple years of him in Vegas. That makes more sense. But guys on 1 year contracts, or like, you know, what, like Jeff McNeil on a $15.7 million contract. By the way, you have a club option in 2027. So he can't, I mean, you're going to have to sign him to a contract extension. Are you signing Jeff McNeil to a contract extension at age 33?
No.
No. I mean, we're just using the term that they will make it there by 2028.
It looks like they have broken ground.
But I can't imagine that to be the case. The other one too. So you said we said Jeff McNeil, and then who was
Brandon
Lau from Tampa? Brandon Lau, he's a free agent in 2027.
those guys are not the right moves. You got to find like a second baseman that's under control for a couple years, or middle infielder under control for a couple years. And to me, you get a guy like a year before you move to Vegas, who's an established player. But I just know they've had problem after problem after problem. I can't imagine them opening up in 2028.
I don't want to promote the A's in any way, shape, or form, but I'm going to here. Ballpark.
He speaks for himself, not for the show.
Ballparkexperience.athletics.com/construction.
That's fun.
They have a live stream.
What a website.
Of the construction going on right now. I am watching.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm a nerd.
Nerd.
They have basically the concourse from the lower concourse skeleton from third base all the way around to first base is basically done. They've got pillars up pretty much all around the ballpark. They've got some foundations down for buildings that are going to be in the outfield. So they have more than broken ground on this thing. And the fact that I could watch it happen live is
well, we found dangerous. Something that Frank's going to be able to do for the next 3 years. Just watch the building of Las Vegas' new baseball stadium. That's amazing. I can't believe you are physically wasting time doing that.
I am going to. What else am I doing?
I don't know.
I'm certainly not working.
Let's talk about who the Padres just signed. They made a signing, Frank. They got another pitcher. Who is it? We'll talk about him when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, Standing Summer on Sports Station 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Padres got a new pitcher, Frank.
Do they now?
Deyson Acosta Dayson. That's his pronunciation guide on there. Dayson Acosta. He's a 27-year-old from the Dominican Republic, 6'2", 196-pound right-hander. He has starts in his baseball career and bullpen use in his baseball career. His last handful of seasons, from age 23 on, he's been strictly a bullpen guy. He has not started a game since he started 10 in 2022 for High A Brooklyn as part of the minor leagues. He has not participated, I don't think, in the major leagues yet. It's all been minor league and winter league stuff. As for Dayson Acosta, he last played this past season in the Nationals organization, played for three teams. He played in AAA, AA, and Single A. In AAA, Washington, he was 1-0 with a 4.71 ERA. In AA, he was 4-1 with a 0.90 ERA, and then he made one appearance in high or in low A ball, but I think that was for some type of whatever situation in terms of injury. And he threw one inning without allowing a hit, so that was good for his little rehab start. But did it say if it was a major league contract?
I think we kind of came to the conclusion from a couple weeks ago when they signed Ty Adcock.
When they announced it on the...
Yeah, I think it's kind of when you announce it, it's a major league deal. I would have to assume that this is a major league deal.
Yeah, they would have said a minor league potential thing. But anyway, Dayson Acosta. We'll try to get more information on him as the afternoon continues. I think he's been playing in the Dominican Winter League, if I'm not mistaken. And that's the second pitcher to get signed by the Padres that has played in the Dominican Winter League.
Filling up bullpen depth.
Yeah, bullpen depth is right. Haven't really been able to see any video of him pitching yet, but Padres have announced that they have assigned right-hander pitcher Dayson Acosta to a one-year contract through to the 2026 season.
Padre fans, if you're near a television, Craig Stammen is on MLB Network as we speak. Again, don't turn us off to listen to that. Listen to both. But Craig Stammen is on MLB Network as we speak right now.
So, well, they're going to have Craig's going to be on MLB Network, and then he's going to be with the scrum, and then he's going to be with Sam.
Yes.
In the next hour or so, we'll probably get more information on that. Let's get to today's sports thread.
You know that group chat, the one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what's going on in the sports world not involving the Padres?
Let's start off with...
Number one.
Now, this is not a story per se. This is just the craziness that has been the college football coaching carousel as we speak. So, at the moment, Tulane, as we know, their head coach is going to... Florida. Yes, so he's going to Florida.
Old USD offensive coordinator, by the way.
Yes, Will Hall, veteran assistant coach at Tulane, will be their new head coach. So that has been announced. The Tennessee Vols have fired defensive coordinator Tim Banks. So there is a defensive coordinator position open.
They were lousy on defense the last 3 or 4 years. So
Miami, I'm surprised. Memphis has hired.
It's a massive difference.
Yeah, there is. Has hired Charles Huff as their head coach after one season at Southern Miss. And also, ex-Virginia Tech coach Brent Pry will be the Hokies' defensive coordinator. So he is back with the program. Instead of being the head coach, old head coach, he's back with the program.
They fired
Fry
in September. Then they hired James Franklin, and then James Franklin hired Pry because he was his DC at Penn State before he took the Virginia Tech job. So now he's the DC. He's like, they had the meme on there. It was George Costanza going back to work after he quit.
Yes.
Pretending like nothing happened. Hey, hilarious. Yeah, hilarious.
And then I believe I did see San Diego State lost somebody. I believe it was their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, their DC went to the Big Ten.
Yes, went to Nebraska. So that's where... yeah, so that's where San Diego State...
Coaching carousel news. It's usually a domino effect. I mean, you're going to see a lot of other guys moving around. I mean, Washington State needs a head coach now with the whole fiasco of Penn State hiring Matt Campbell and then Iowa State in about 50 seconds hiring the Washington State head coach, and now Washington State needs a new head coach.
So, I mean, there you go. It's just been... It has been properly nuts this offseason, though.
Number two.
I want you to follow me on this one. I know you're not the biggest international soccer fan, but this has local ties. Mohamed Salah has been omitted from the Liverpool squad for their Champions League match tomorrow with Inter Milan. Liverpool have temporarily removed him from the selection following an explosive interview in which he took aim at the club's head coach and other members of the organization. In his news conference on Monday, ahead of the Inter game, Arne Slot, who is the head coach for Liverpool, said he was caught off guard by Salah's comments about his treatment by the club. Salah has not played in the last three games, and now he's completely off the roster for the Champions League game. There have been rumors swirling over the summer that the biggest name that Egyptian football has ever had could be coming to San Diego FC. Is this the first step in now seeing San Diego FC get a premier world-class player the same way we've seen out of LAFC getting Sun, the way we've seen Inter Miami with Lionel Messi, and others?
I think so. I mean, this is the big sign that they would need. I mean, they tried to do it with Chucky Lozano right when they first started, but I think this would be a bigger, better one, and I think you're going to start seeing more of that in the MLS. The more people support the MLS, the more money they make, the more they can spend on big-time players, which would create more money and revenue. So I think that's the case.
And Mohamed Salah has been with Liverpool for years, and he has been their star player for years. So this is a properly massive name that has been linked to San Diego FC for next year.
Number three.
Rookie Shedeur Sanders will remain as the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns' final four games of the season. Head coach Kevin Stefanski has announced Sanders, the 144th overall pick in this year's draft, started the previous three games. He is now going to play the remainder of the season. Surprise that they're not going back to Dylan Gabriel. I'm honestly surprised that they're sticking with Shedeur.
I'm not surprised. I thought when they drafted Shedeur, I thought he'd be the starting quarterback by November, because they had nobody. They weren't going to go with Deshaun Watson, right? They had Joe Flacco. You know, Dylan Gabriel, they drafted as well, but he wasn't very, like, when he got drafted, I was like, that he doesn't translate to the NFL either. They're going to get into a jam, they're going to be bad, and then Shedeur's going to take over, and they're just going to let Shedeur play the rest of the year, and that's exactly what they're doing. I'm not overly surprised.
So do you think that they are, oh God, they're showing Tirso Ornelas as the projected DH for the Padres next year?
Well, currently he would be the DH.
Yeah, with Gavin Sheets at first base, that's a sight to behold. Anyway, so are you surprised that Shedeur is the starting quarterback because they think he's good enough to be the starting quarterback, or are they just trying to eat up the last four games?
I think it's both. He's going to eat up the last four games, and I think they're going to try to see what they got with him.
Because remember,
playing NFL games.
Because remember, they didn't look too shocked about drafting. They didn't look too happy about drafting him.
The team personnel did not.
Right.
I'm sure the owner was stoked. They're going to let him play. I mean, Kevin Stefanski, I don't even know if he's going to be the coach there next year. Here, here's your door.
As you did.
I'm not surprised.
Well,
it's the Browns, dude.
We're going to save a lot of the college football stuff. We have Mark Neville coming up in the next segment to talk about the Holiday Bowl, and we'll try to save as much of the Notre Dame Miami stuff for when we can fit it in here.
Yeah, I mean, the Notre Dame, we're going to get to a lot of that. It's the winter meetings going on right now, which impacts us, obviously, with the San Diego Padres. But at the same time, like, later on in the week, we're going to have a lot of time. I mean, you're going to have a lot of time to talk about the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Because it takes forever for that thing to get started. But I think, not this weekend, but the following weekend, they start the first round games. Mm-hmm. At least they move that up. There's a lot of stuff. In fact, we're going to talk later in the week about some collective bargaining in college football that's starting to populate.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.